Welcome, everyone. Welcome wherever you are in the world, live or on a replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically capable, you are standing up. You begin the meditation standing up with your eyes closed, your hands and arms are free to your sides. And we begin by listening to our thoughts, listening to our breath, listening to our body. And as we do that, something magical begins to happen. We begin to listen and hear the guidance of what we call self-regulation. And what is interesting about self-regulation is probably that it is incredibly, incredibly accurate. But it's accurate to such a degree that it takes into account not only your needs, not only your personal needs of the moment, but of the needs, if I could say, of the universe as a whole, and outside of time. This is what's so genius about self-regulation, that it is not dependent on understanding of this moment, but it is guided by timeless, selfless power that we are all happily connected to, powerfully guided by, incredibly influenced and joined with. And it is outside of time. Self-regulation is something that is inevitably continuous to every thought we have. It is continuous to every desire that we may have. It always comes down to that. It always comes down to the balancing of all our actions and trials and judgments and all of that is finally being balanced by something that's called self-regulation. So it is quite a gift to be able to have that, and often we need to remember to let it work through us and not fight it consciously or unconsciously. Recognize it to be part of the natural survival and growth mechanism. Now, we are continuing today, of course, the extremely valuable lessons on intentions during meditation. And the number 3 is dynamic perspective. What does that mean, and what am I using those words to open? What door am I using it to open for us? Dynamic perspective for me is to recognize that you are not alone. That you are not alone. That within the meditation, you remember always that your happiness no longer is independent to yourself, but actually mostly dependent on the happiness of others. If you are not a beginner in meditation and you don't remember that during the meditation, you are robbing yourself. You're taking away from your ability to grow. So here we go. Dynamic perspective says that you are not alone. Your happiness is no longer independent, but mostly dependent on the happiness of others. In today's world, more so than ever, your needs must be co-produced with others. For you to be completely happy. Now, we're not talking about actions right now. We're not talking about what we need to do for that. We're not talking about what we need to say for that. We're not talking about anything else but the intentions, the mindsets during meditation, right? Remember that, please. This is very, very important. The mindset during meditation is a key that opens something inside of you, inside, within. It wires the thought process in a very specific way. It allows very unique energies to be experienced by you. So unique that there are no equals to them anywhere else, nor there ever will be. Or else it would have been someone else, not you. The world is so perfect that it doesn't waste anything. And this is probably one of my greatest revelations, that there is no waste in this world. There is no waste. And if there is no waste, that means that me, you, we're so special. human beings can wait because we misunderstand things, right? But the universe, the way it's built, it has no waste built into it, which means that every thought that we are having right now has a purpose. But it's not the ultimate purpose. It is a stage within the path, within the journey kind of purpose. And this is why we can't, we're such extremists that we want either the no good or the everything perspective. But this is just very accurately guiding thought. So here we go. We are today working with dynamic perspective. That's all. A change of thought, a key that we turn inside ourselves during a meditative state to allow our meditation to be of the highest quality we can achieve. Today, no other day, but now. And dynamic perspective says, I'm not alone. That's all I need to remember. My happiness is not only my own. So when I close my eyes, and allow the energy to work through me and allow myself to be guided and allow the my desires to come through, all I need to remember is that I want the dynamic perspective of things to become my guide. Or my guidance, because it's not an independent entity of any kind. It's just a process of thought. And I relax to allow self-regulation to do the rest. Self-regulation that has an awareness of the bigger picture, much bigger than my current needs to be aware of are. And I let go. And I let it guide me. And what's beautiful about self-regulation in this process is that it establishes our relationships. Outside of time. With those who are still here with us, and of course, with those who may no longer be there. It reconnects. And it improves upon outside of time. presently. Recognize you. Beautiful. excellent dynamic perspective. Beautiful. And simply relax. Even more, listen to your breathing. Let it guide you. Just to remind us that our breath is more than just an intake of oxygen. It is also the fine-tuning, if you will find, in the process of postures and movements, it fine-tunes each posture and movement, not only externally, but also internally. Like that final adjustment of the posture is done with your breath. Let's look at those adjustments of our posture that breath can bring for the next few minutes, just recognizing the dynamics of the movement in this moment. So here we are. Number three. Mindset. To make a better meditation is dynamic perspective. As you are not alone, your happiness is no longer independent. And that is a key that will open an unbelievable door that will lead to many other doors. You've done great today. I want to thank you for being here. And of course, if you have a bit more time, please stay in that meditation for a little longer. And one of the questions was asked, what if I need to go? Should I keep my phone on or my player on, even though I'm no longer in a meditative environment? You can, if you wish. But the idea of meditation is probably to do your best in the freedoms that you're allowed, so the freedoms that life can give you, and to create an opportunity to do that again, maybe in a replay. If you can't stay in it right now, then do a replay of that. Do it again, another time, okay? Thank you for being here. My name is Eric Wildman. This is our Daily Karma, Daily and Morning Meditation. Please internalize, embody, and remember to take it into your day, into your life, and have fun with it. Have fun with the new you. Bye-bye. Until next time.